You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hi, this is Amy Adler, executive resume writer at 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts, and you're listening to the Job Search Podcast. I am on my 19th episode, and I wanted to thank everybody who's been listening because the feedback I've been receiving has just been phenomenal. I'm so glad to be able to share these tips with people. It's truly been an amazing experience. If you're interested in seeing what else I have recorded, feel free to stop by at 5strengths.com/iTunes or 5strengths.com/Stitcher. Anyway, today I want to talk to you about why resume writing prepares you for your next interview. Comprehensive resume development is a great prep step for your next interview. You may not think of it that way, but it's the truth. And if you've spent any time looking into best practices for interviewing, then you know that there are 4 P's: preparation, practice, personal presentation, and pertinent questions. These are all important for different reasons, but I'd like to offer some support for the case that resume writing is the glue to your entire process, or what's going to make your interview a success. So the best way to prepare for this interview is through comprehensive resume preparation. So you're going to be doing that anyway, and it's a good way to think about what you're bringing to the table for your job search, so you know that this is going to be happening. But it has this interesting side effect of preparing you for your interviews, because you're sort of accomplishing 2 things at once. You're giving yourself the chance to self-examine and to treat yourself as an object of study, which you probably haven't done before, especially if you're working with a professional resume writer, because they know how to guide you through this process. But this neat byproduct of the resume preparation process is that you are now preparing for your resume as well. You're thinking about what you have done and coming up with answers to questions before they're even asked. So the times that you are going to be asked these questions in your interviews, these won't be the first opportunities you have to answer these questions. In fact, you'll tell yourself, you'll tell me, you'll tell them the stories again and again every time you review your resume, so that when you get into that office and you're in front of your interviewer and they ask you a question, you're not doing this for the first time, which means all of your stories are top of mind. So ways you can think about that as you get ready for your interview, you can think about what was expected of you in each role, what did you learn, what solutions did you deliver, what new knowledge do you have, and how are you now a better candidate because of your prior experience. Now, if you've been listening to some of the other podcasts I've uploaded and looking at some of the stuff on my blog, or are you talking to me on the phone, then you'll know that I will talk about CAR statements as the unique and almost holy grail path to successful resume writing. So CAR statements are going to be the challenge, action, result bullet points that set up and structure your resume. These are exactly the kinds of stories you will be needing to tell in your interview. So practicing them first on me or on somebody, telling them in your resume, retelling them to yourself as you're studying your resume, because you'll have to do that in preparation for your interviews, means that these are all real behavioral interview answers that you can use when you get in front of your audience. Think about how much easier this is going to feel as the interview approaches if you have a fresh understanding in your mind and a comprehensive view of your work history, rather than have your resume be sort of familiar, something you looked at a while ago that's printed off and stored somewhere. You're not looking at it, but you need to bring it to your interview. Use your resume as a tool to prepare for your interview. It's already been refined. You've already thought out your strategy. All you need to do is explain those stories in greater depth to catch the interest of your interviewer. And that is why resume preparation is essential for your interview. Thanks a lot for listening to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler at Five Strengths Career Transition Experts. You can find me at 801-810-5627, and I invite you to call me.